Oh, great. A live interview with Bill Belichick coming up on ESPN. Is Jordan Hudson going to be sitting on his lap with the dog collar? Come here, little Bill. Come here. Come here, little Bill. Come on, BB. Let mommy take you home. Can't wait for that. All right, we'll finish up the Caps for now in just a phone call or two. A-Mac, you walked out of the studio on my way to the kitchen to tell me something that you had a big poop-eating grin on your face about.
Mm.
And what was it?
I thought Gus to spare didn't spare the Caps last night.
So is that like a newspaper headline, or is that like your big takeaway, or what?
I would say it's Shakespearean.
Okay.
Not to, you know, brag too much, but...
Romeo, Romeo, art thou Romeo? Shane Gusta spell, basta spell.
See, this is
spare
why...
no.
This is why you should have did it. Like, you hear how much better that sound than my delivery?
Well, I mean, we already know from your impersonations of other famous people that you fall way short in that category.
Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater, Rooster.
I'm not a hater. I hate the player. I hate the game. My guy, he's trying. He's always trying hard on the other side of the glass, including firing the sounder for hour number two while your boy just shoved a little bit of ground beef in a bowl because I've got to cut down the carbs, man. The carbs are killing me. And I was like chewing, and AMAC thought I was dancing, but I was just chewing so that I could actually turn on the microphone. We have very limited breaks around here. So that's that. All right, we'll get into the Wizards and the draft lottery in just a sec as we turn the page. Commanders officially off to Madrid in November, and it looks like, indeed, they will play Christmas. It looks like they will play Christmas to be announced shortly. All right, let's get to Lou, who I'm sure wants to blow somebody up here. What's up, Lou? How are you?
I would love to hear some of that Vince McMahon music theme, man. No chance in hell. These dudes ain't got no chance coming back from a 3-1 deficit, let alone they look like they in the preseason mode. The other team is like they playing for their life, man. So they tapped out already, man. If that Montreal series don't tell you anything, I mean, I know from the get-go. I keep telling you, Chris, they don't have that, you know, that it.
I mean, I don't disagree with you that they don't right now seem to have, like, it's one thing to lose on a bad break, bad bounce, bad circumstance, bad call, what have you. It's one thing to lose. It's another thing to not play with your hair on fire and to make the kind of mistakes that they've made and to be, quite honestly, as passive as they've been.
They just seem like they don't want it. Like they, it's like a preseason game. When I'm watching them out there skating, and the other team is like, when we had a 4-minute power play, they couldn't even get in their zone.
Yeah,
I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, like, they had one good opportunity towards the end, and they whistled it wide or above the cage. I can't remember, but that was it. They couldn't even get set up. Never mind getting set up. Never mind not getting shots. They couldn't even get set up.
Man, I just look, man. It's to me, you know. Like I told Kevin, this, the owner, he need to sell both of the franchise, man. He need to get the hell up out of this.
Yeah, town. I mean, that's not happening, and that's not fair to Ted. I mean, that's not fair to Ted.
Why not? Because I'm looking at the same thing what Snyder did. He's just abusing the fan base.
That's not true. That's not true. Lou, listen. Hang on a second. Yeah. You're in the same sentence. You're comparing Ted Leonsis to Dan Snyder. I mean, just stop right there, and think of the ludicrousy of that statement.
It's the reason why they won the lottery number 6 yesterday is because nobody wants to come to this town and play. Why are you not attracting, like, a bunch of players to come to this town and play for your team? Guess what? He doesn't care. All he cares about what goes in his pocket, and he's been abusing the fan base for about 20-some years. How you have one of the greatest players on your team, all you have is one trophy, one. I mean, they make it to the playoff, but Jesus Christ, you bouncing around for, I mean, in the first round for like 7-8 straight years or whatever it might be? I mean, whatever it was, man. But it's just to me, look, man,
let's just take the NFL, okay? There are a couple of owners that have multiple championships. Jeffrey Lurie now with the Eagles, Robert Kraft with the Patriots. Does that mean because others have one or none, and they've owned their team for 15, 20 years or whatever it is, that they're failures?
No,
I mean, it's hard to win.
But Chris, man, I'm just, you know, I'm looking at it in a different kind of view. So,
oh, I know you are. I know you are, Lou.
You know,
you got one hell of a view, man.
I got to keep it real. Like, that's what, look, man, I don't want to go to the draft picks and things like that.
All right, while you're keeping it real, how about using some common sense?
Play me some of that. I do use common sense. I mean, everything I say is the truth. You disagree with me about the Benjamin St. Juice. I told you the entire season. This guy get beat, played 20 yards. Who does get beat 20 yards? And you try to come out every other day, try to defend him. Oh, he's a great player. Blah, blah, blah.
I never said he's a great player.
Yes,
get out of here.
Chris, yes, you did.
I never said he was a great player. Season. I said he's not as bad as you think he is.
Yes, he is. He's the worst player in the league.
Okay.
This guy don't use common sense.
All right. Thank you, Lou.
It's over with.
I've had enough today. Okay. My goodness. It's a lot to handle. All right. We have breaking news. Bill Belichick is doing an interview without his girlfriend attached to his hip. Wow. Here we go, baby. I don't see her anywhere. Breaking news on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, brought to you by absolutely nobody. I'm going to do a Craig Hoffman bit there. They do, like, usual staples of the week. They're like, Anthony, who is it brought to you by? And he's like, absolutely nobody, Craig. Which I think is a funny, funny bit. Anyway, what's her name? Jennifer Hudson? No, not Jennifer Hudson. I keep wanting to call her Jennifer Hudson. I can't keep up. All right, last night, the Wizards fell from potentially number one. They were tied with the Jazz and the Hornets for the best odds, right? 14.5% chance of the lottery ball. And they wound up, of course, finishing at number 6. And everybody says, oh, the lottery is rigged. We're doomed forever. We're screwed. We're never going to have anything nice. Listen, I get the frustration. Has nothing to do with Ted being a bad owner. You guys wanted this. You guys wanted Ted to have a completely different philosophy than what he was trying, which was to make the playoffs every year and take a shot that way. You guys wanted this. You screamed about it for years. They should have traded Bradley Beal 16 years ago. No, winning 48 games is not good enough. I've heard it. You guys wanted this. And I kept telling you, be careful. Because tanking, in quotes, losing with purpose, better. It has its drawbacks. And I kept saying to anybody that would listen, and here's the problem, nobody listens. Hey, man. The Detroit Pistons, just use them as an example, finished with the best odds to win the lottery the last 2 years, including Victor Wembanyama's year, and each year they finished as low as they could, fifth. There is no guarantee. Not only is there no guarantee, it's not likely. It's not likely. Now, the problem is not that the Wizards didn't finish first. It's that the Wizards finished in sixth. That's the problem. If they weren't going to win the lottery, could you have at least wound up on two or three to get Harper's kid out of Rutgers or Bailey out of Rutgers? Could you have at least done that? So this is where that is the only area that I really go, oh man, come on. That sucks. Not that you didn't win the lottery. That's a game of chance. And no team, no executive, no owner with any level of self-respect and competitiveness, including Ted Leonsis, wants to tank on purpose. Because there's no reward for it. You might get lucky and somehow get rewarded for it. That's not what the Dallas Mavericks did. Nope. They made a controversial trade, which everybody said was a terrible trade. Not looking so bad right now. But the point of the matter is, I had to type this to myself so I didn't forget. There is two things in the NBA. There's an intention to lose, and there's an intention to rebuild. I guarantee you, the Wizards, Michael Wenger, and Will Dawkins, and Ted Leonsis, when they hired them, and in any subsequent meeting that they've had, that there has not been, you lose on purpose. You lose as many games as possible so that we can get the number one overall pick. You know why? Because that scenario doesn't exist. The Wizards accomplished what you wanted them to accomplish. They had the best odds, tied with, granted, two other teams in Utah and Charlotte. And they finished as far away from the overall goal, if that was the goal, as they could. There's no reward. None at all, period. And any team in the NBA specifically that is willingly losing on purpose with the intention to get the number one overall pick and the generational superstar that so many fans and so many of my colleagues think that you have to have or you have no shot. Anybody that thinks that is not only off their rocker, but they really should be stripped of all sanity and put in a straitjacket, because I guarantee you the Wizards aren't looking at it like that. The Wizards have been intentionally trying to build, or rebuild, I should say. The Wizards have not, let me just repeat this as clearly and as succinctly as possible, and it is not today the first time I've said this. I've said this all year long, and last year too. The Wizards have had and have an intention to rebuild. They do not have a plan or an intention to lose games on purpose. Because if they are, and if they were, then they have absolutely no right to be in the NBA. None. At all. Because you don't get it. You don't understand it. You don't understand the game. You don't understand what can happen. There is a big difference, in my opinion, between tanking or intentionally trying to lose games and what the Wizards have been doing, which is intentionally trying to rebuild. And I say it all the time. Okay, you land the generational superstar, Victor Wembanyama, and you have nothing else around him for the most part. It's going to take 2 to 3 years, prime years of his career development, maybe longer, to build a championship roster. But if your plan all along was to acquire as many assets as you could and build as good of a young roster as you could to grow together, to learn together, to succeed and fail together, if that was your goal, if that was your plan, then not only is that smart, and oh, by the way, what the Wizards have been doing, but also you'll be able to absorb what happened last night because you weren't built and screwed based on one lottery ball not going your way, one circumstance not going your way. You're building a roster. You're building an organization. You're building a young team to compete, just like many others did, just like Minnesota did, just like Oklahoma City did, just like Cleveland did, just like Houston did, just like Detroit did, just like the Wizards are doing. Your calls on that coming straight up. I see Mark and Largo and others. We will get to you 301-230-0980. You still want to mix in a thought on the Caps? Go right ahead. That's my opening thoughts on the NBA draft lottery. I'm fine. I mean, of course, I wanted them to land the number one pick. I'm more disappointed that they don't land a top three pick. But I'm not disappointed because I know what they're trying to do. I know they didn't have and put all their eggs in one basket. I know that for a fact on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Picking sixth, the Washington Wizards.
Oh, the Wizards were playing peekaboo last night, huh? How about that? Well, not the kind of peekaboo that you want to be playing. They lose in every way possible, right? Finish as low as they can possibly finish, going from the number one chance to the number six seed. Again, the bigger loss is not finishing in the top three. Not getting Cooper Flagg. There's a difference. But here's the good news, guys. Will Dawkins and Michael Wenger and Ted Leonsis all knew that there was a good chance that Cooper Flagg would never be coming to Washington, D.C. So, smartly, as opposed to stupidly, because there's a lot of stupid dum-dums out there, smartly, they never built a plan that hinged on getting Cooper Flagg. When most of you are running around saying they need a generational superstar or bust and do whatever it takes to get to that, they were smarter. They were prepared. They were disappointed. Who isn't? They have a plan. I don't know if that plan is Derek Queen. I don't know if that plan is somebody else, the shooting guard from Texas. I don't know yet. They have a plan. They were prepared for last night. Why? Because there's no team with any common sense, no executive with any common sense that would ever do what I hear a lot of you out there doing and saying and ripping up and talking about, which is intentionally trying to lose on purpose intentionally trying to suck as bad as you can suck to intentionally try and get the generational superstar. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Nothing will ever be dumber in sports.
Incredibly stupid take.
Let's get
you
to...
You suck.
Let's get to Mark in Largo. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
How are you, Mark? What's going on?
Look, I wasn't disappointed about getting number one because I knew. Look, is the draft lottery rigged? Yes, it is. We all knew that Dallas was going to get the number one pick because it was the setup from where it go. That didn't irk me. It didn't irk me that San Antonio got it number two. That didn't irk me. What irked me was Philadelphia getting where they got. But here's what I said after I thought about it. And I said, you know what? They could get Derek Queen. And you compare Derek Queen up with Sarr and move Sarr to the five. And then at 18, you could probably get another guard and go from there. But, Chris, everything you're saying is true. But let me say this, okay? This year, and I think I echo every Wizards fan, you got to at least compete for the play-in game coming up in 26. You got to at least compete for you can't keep – first of all, and here's the other thing. You got to make a decision on Jordan Poole. Is you going to keep him or you're not? If I personally would keep him and just play him at the point and just let him grow with this team. That's what I would do. You can't keep running a team with just flat-out young players. I think I would keep him, let him play his natural position at the point guard, and go from there. That's what I would do. And then you have Buff at the two, Bilal at the three. You can pick whoever you want, hopefully Derek Queen at number six. At the four, and then you play Czar at the five. I mean, you would have a young team, but you would have some veterans coming off the bench that could make this team grow a little.
Correct.
But I do think they got to be in the play-in game this year, man.
Well, what they also need is more. We agree that they also need more scoring, right? In general, wherever it comes from, they need somebody who can average 18, 20 points a game.
Right. Right, and that's why they were talking about that guy, Trey Johnson.
Yes.
The first name I heard was Trey Johnson.
From Texas. That was the kid that I just mentioned, right.
If Queen is there, let me ask you this. Do you think Queen will be there at 18?
No. No. And it's too early to break down every little nuance. I guess the thing that I would say is at six, you can still get a good player. It might not be a generational landscape-changing player.
You know what people fail to, Chris, what people fail to realize? Steph Curry wasn't the number one pick.
Correct. Giannis wasn't. Nikola Jokic wasn't.
Giannis was in the same draft as Otto Porter.
Yeah.
Okay? Kawhi Leonard was in the same draft as Jan Vesely that we totally screwed up on. And, you know, I mean, it's you don't have to have a dominant player at that one or the top three. You just got to have a player that fits what you need and you can make things happen. I will say this, getting Sarr last year, I think in the next 3 to 5 years, he may turn out, him and Carrington may turn out to be the two best players in this draft. They may turn out to be the two best players in this draft because I think both of them do what they need to do to keep everything going. The key, I think, now is you got to get a guy who could just flat out score or a point guard. If you can get a point guard who could do that, that's fine. If you want to get someone at 18 that could do the same thing, that's a totally different story too. But, you know, look, and let me say something else too, Chris. And I think I echo everybody in this area. It's not that this is bigger than ownership. You know, the caller who you had before that wanted to get rid of Ted to sell both teams is insane. I told Lou, I love you, man, but no, I don't think Ted is really the problem. In the NBA, I don't. This is bigger than Ted. I think this is about the league, Chris.
I think the league sucks, quite honestly.
Well, yes, they do. I think the league has urinated on the DC, the DMV.
Well,
and that is the reason why the league is where they are.
I mean, certainly they could have, but a lot of the rules in the NBA, a lot of the rules and the structure and the system across the board sucks, period.
Yeah.
It is not as smart of a league as people think it is.
No,
listen, I got to run, but I appreciate the passion as always, and some good spin. It's too early to go into who they're going to pick with 6 and 18 and this, that, and the other thing. Trust me, they are going to get young assets that can build the core. They'll get a scorer. Maybe they'll get a true point guard to eventually replace Jordan Poole. Maybe they'll get a scoring guard. Maybe they'll get a scoring power forward who happens to, you know, be from the area and can sell a lot of tickets and jerseys and play. We will see. All right, let's do the trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, we'll start in the NBA, where we have a bunch of news. First, Indiana, the Pacers look to eliminate the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight, 4-1 in Game 5, 7 o'clock in Cleveland. Meanwhile, Denver, Oklahoma City tied 2-2, Game 5 of that series at 9:30. Paul Allen, the owner of the Portland Trailblazers who passed away a couple of years ago, his estate has announced that it has begun the process to sell the Portland Trailblazers, a long-expected move, but apparently all proceeds will go to charity in the ultimate event of the sale. Allen, of course, the co-founder of Microsoft and my boss for 6 years, died in 2018 at the age of 65. So that's the NBA story. Meanwhile, from the NHL, another owner in the news. We told you last hour, Doug Cifu, the minority owner of the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, has been suspended indefinitely by Gary Bettman and the NHL. He will have an in-person meeting with Bettman and the NHL for offensive messages on social media sent back and forth with a fan of the Toronto Maple Leafs that, well, to be honest with you, was very politically inclined, and he has apologized via statement and says he is, quote, committed to working with the NHL to amend my actions. Meanwhile, tonight, Winnipeg, Dallas, Game 4 of that series at 8 o'clock. The Nationals back at it tonight in Atlanta, trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. 7-15, the first pitch. They are 17-25 now. On 106.7 The Fan, it's Michael Soroka getting his second start off the injured list, and that's what's trending. Is this the second straight Kendrick Lamar tune that you played, AMAC? Or maybe two out of three?
I think it's the second straight. Okay. Peekaboo.
Yeah, Peekaboo was recently. Mm-hmm. Was that last segment? I can't remember. Or was that coming back from the 2 o'clock hour? I think it was last segment.
I have so much fun. This all seems like one big segment.
Yeah. that's what they all say. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team.80 and the Odyssey app. We can mix it up, still talk some Caps. We can obviously talk about the Wizards and the draft lottery. Again, people, I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. Please, I hope you weren't in the stupid box of those that thought that this team was intentionally losing on purpose because it guaranteed them to get Cooper Kupp, Cooper Flagg, whatever his name is. I hope you weren't in that box. I really, really do. If you were, I'm sorry. You were misguided. You were encouraged by people that don't think beyond their immediate vision. I'm sorry. Come over to the correct side. It's not too late. Come over to this side. There was an intention to rebuild, not an intention to lose. There's a difference. An intention to lose would only be done if you have a guaranteed return. Even in the NFL, where they reward you without a draft lottery, you're not guaranteed to get anything, because if another team or teams finish with the same record, then there's tiebreakers to determine who gets the one, the two, the three, whatever. And then even then, you're still not guaranteed anything. So how stupid would it be if Ted Leonsis, Michael Wenger, Will Dawkins, Travis Schlenk, and anybody associated with the Wizards over the last 2 years said, yeah, we're going to intentionally lose as many games as we possibly can so that we get the number one overall pick and a franchise-changing generational superstar. Because you know what they got? Not that. You know what the Pistons got? Not that. You know what the Hornets got last night? Not that. You know what Utah got last night? Not that. You know what no other team has gotten with the worst record since the NBA changed the lottery rules? Not that. Real quickly, before we go back to the calls, I want you to hear from Will Dawkins. Media caught up with him. I believe it was in Chicago, but it may have been at the Wizards facility. I'm not sure where exactly he was last night, but we got the audio. So I want you to hear from Will Dawkins, the general manager of the Washington Wizards, moments after they found out they're going to get the number 6 overall pick.
I don't have anything intelligent to ask you other than just there is a process that y'all have been committed to and have not skipped any steps. At the end of that process is supposed to be some sort of reward, incentive for doing things the way you're supposed to do them. And it's sort of like this, I know you like 6, but you weren't working for 6. You know what I mean?
I think the important piece is when we came in, we knew there was a 50% chance that you get 5 or 6. So you're going into the lottery odds knowing that that's most likely where you're going to be. And it's a game of chance. But like you said, this rebuild that we're on, like we're still in the beginning phases of it. So there will be more and more rewards at the end of the tunnel. But I think 6 is a reward for where we're at right now. And we'll be able to use it and make our team better.
All right. So that is incredibly like professional and whatever. I mean, David Aldridge there tries to bait him and basically says, like, you didn't skip a step in the process. You're supposed to be rewarded for this. And instead, seemingly, you're punished. Again, there's a difference. The Wizards were not punished because they didn't get the number 1 overall pick. They were not. They were punished only by finishing out of the top 3. That's the part that sucks. But not by not getting the number 1 overall pick. And again, if you can't see that, that's on you. But the process, every step of the way, whatever. People, if they were intentionally trying to lose games, why did they go out at the deadline and acquire Chris Middleton, Marcus Smart? Why did they sign Valachunas to start the year? Why did they trade for Jordan Poole when and his contract when they had no reason to, when they finally were able to get Chris Paul off their – or not finally, when they were able to get Chris Paul off their books? Why did they do that if they were intentionally trying to make this team as bad as they could make it? Why would they do that? Why would they make any of those moves? Well, you got Chris, you got to have some veterans. Yeah, you got to have some veterans to try and compete, to try and win. Not because they've got money to burn. Let's get to... let's go to Little in D.C. What up, Little?
Rooster Cockadoodle-Doo. Shout out to your man, Amen.
How are you?
Shout out to Lou. Shout out to Chris. Look, let me say this, Rooster. Anytime you got to go behind closed doors, I can remember 10 years ago they showed the lottery. You know, they showed the draft with the ping bombs popping off. Anytime you got to put something behind closed doors, it's suspicious. You know, that's when we start right there from that. Anytime you got to put, I don't care who the hell you're talking about, we got the National Guard watching. I can't see the balls jumping around. It's suspicious, Rooster. That's number one. Number two, I'm listening to your man, Alan May, this morning talking to Kevin. Everything Alan's saying is what the coach supposed to be telling his players. He coming on the radio right then and then. The coach, that man got to go. Send him back down to Hershey, man. Rooster, I nominate you to go out and try to get that job, man, for the Caps next.
You want me to be the Caps head coach?
There you go. I'm going there. Right. Hey, look, I know Ted Leonce too, Bruce. I know a lot of big people in this city, man.
All right.
I know a lot of big people in this city, man.
Okay.
I just want to say, man, it's kind of sad. And I'm going to tell you one thing, I'm going to let you go. If the Wizards bypass Queen, he's on the board, oh, man, they're gonna really hear from me then.
Well, that's going to be a very unpopular decision.
Hey, look, I don't even pay no money getting the game.
Yeah.
But I'll make sure I'm going to let somebody know how I feel about it.
I hear you, Little. That is going to be a very unpopular decision, I promise you on that.
I already know how I feel about
there
it.
You
they
go.
Bypass Queen. Hey, God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's do this. Let's squeeze in a Caps call here. D.C., in Alexandria. What up, DC? How are you?
Rooster, I'm excellent, man. And yourself?
I'm doing great, DC. Always good to hear from you.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, with the Capitals, it seems like everybody is upset because they're not playing aggressively. And I'm wondering, do you think that them not playing aggressively is because how hard Ovechkin went after the goals record? And do you think he's burnt out? And, you know, everybody follows the leader's suit. So I want to know your thoughts on that. And also, I definitely look forward to getting Queen and hopefully one of those shooters, a shooter, like spot-up shooter.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily have to be a scorer.
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, if you can get Queen and that, especially, you know.
I mean,
ultimately, if you can get a true point guard that also can shoot, that would be probably the best-case scenario moving forward because Bub is kind of, you know, a combination guard and so on and so forth. And, you know, we've already talked about Poole. But that would be good. And me personally, I'd be fine with Derek Queen. Do I think Derek Queen's going to be a dominant generational stud? No, I do not think that. Do I think he's going to be a good player? Yes, I think he's going to be a good player.
I don't think he's going to be, but he has the potential. It's all predicated on his efforts and work. Because, I mean, everybody likes the comparison. He does have a game that reminds you of Joker. If he can put it all together with his work ethic, you know what I'm saying? We see flashes or we see potentially a game that is like his or similar. I don't want to say they have the same game, but, you know, they're that type of player. They're not super athletic, but they can shoot, got good footwork, can pass the ball. And as we saw in the NCAA tournament, he was willing to take the game-winning shot. You know what I mean? That shows that he has heart.
I hear you. I hear you. Good call, as always, DC. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. We got to take a quick time out. 10 in front of the top. We'll get to all your calls coming up. I see you all lined up. Just be patient with me. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs, and that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
A third straight bump back with Kendrick Lamar?
Do I hear four?
I'm sure. I mean, you're in control of this. I'm just going to keep pointing it out. That's fine. That's fine. I actually like this tune.
It's a lottery, so.
Which means what? You're not in control of anything,
yep.
Right? And which means if you put all your lottery balls and all your hopes and all your plans and all your dreams and all your everything into the lottery balls working out in your favor, what does that make you, AMAC?
Chance. I don't know.
No. It makes you stupid.
Oh. Sure.
Which is exactly what the Wizards didn't do. Kudos to them. It's a fan media thing. All right, let's squeeze in a call here before the top of the hour. Let's get to, where are we here? Let's go to Rob in D.C. What's up, Rob? How are you?
Hey, man, Chris, you right about that one, man. Look, I ain't going to say I'm a gambler, but look, I'm going to tell you the person who played the lottery. D.C. Lottery, shout out. Hey, matter of fact, Merlin Lottery. Look, when you play the lottery, you got to know because you most likely ain't going to win. I mean, you play the Mega Millions tomorrow, what's the odds? I mean, this is the reality of it. I mean,
correct.
You're going to win something, you're going to lose something. But you play the lottery, you know what I'm saying? Why not? If I got $2, I'm going to throw that thing on some numbers. If it hits, it hits. If it don't, I ain't going to sit there and say, oh, it's rigged. You know, that's how the lottery works. I'm not going to bet my house on a lottery. That would be stupid.
Well, and that's just the point there, right? Whether it's rigged or not, I mean, yeah. Listen, I mean, they have a complete system, all that. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is just irony and whatever. But your point right there is the ultimate point. Anyone that thinks playing any sort of lottery that you are guaranteed anything and that would bet the ranch, the house, your bank account, your kids, your wife, whatever, on
that's
anything
stupid.
To do with a complete luck and random chance is a dope. A dope.
Yeah, and to rewind that, I'm going to tell you like this. Like I'm going to say right now, I'm not a gambler, But for myself, I'm going to double down. Man, I'm trading that pick and see if I can get more picks for next year. Who the top guy coming out? I'm looking at the draft board and say, who the top guy next year?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get that number one pick. If I ain't get the number one pick this
year.
Well,
like the Boozer twins are coming out, and I forget who else is coming
exactly.
out.
Exactly. I'm going to go ahead and double down, try to get that number one pick next year, see if I can get more balls in the lottery pot. You know, that's how it works. You know, I like where we at. We got a lot of young guys here. I trust our front office. People the comfort people. We don't have the same front office that we've had the last 15 years.
By the way, Ernie Grunfeld made plenty of right decisions, made plenty of Tommy Shepard made better decisions than he's given credit for, but not all of those decisions were just Tommy doing whatever he wanted. You know, Ted wanted to make the playoffs, and Ted wanted to compete, which I had no problem with.
Yeah.
That's what you should be doing as an owner. Just because Hot Take Harry thinks the only way to win is by sucking and tanking and hoping that you get lucky one out of a million chances, that just because of that, that doesn't mean that's the right philosophy. Period.
Yeah, I think about it. We had one of the best teams in the East, and our superstar is just a dope, like you said, and he brings guns in the locker room.
Yeah,
we had a superstar.
Yeah.
We like, give her the ring.
Well, and even after that, they won 49 games in 2017, and if not for injuries, and I mean constant injuries, which nobody can control. You know, the team doesn't fall apart the way it did. And the team's probably in the conference finals, if not in the NBA finals. Maybe even NBA champions. Who knows? Rob, I got to let you run. I appreciate you. I'm up against the top again here. But thank you, as always. Appreciate you. More calls coming up. I know we got a bunch. Hang in there. We'll get to you. We have a nice long segment coming up. No guests. Only you and me. 301-230-0980 on the team. 980 in the Odyssey app.